Welcome back to Beyond the Meme, where stories break free from the digital world and take on a life of their own. I'm your host, Goetzius Maximus.
And I'm the Claude. Today, we're diving deep into hyperstition, the curious process where fictional narratives become reality. Think of it as fiction's way of breaking the fourth wall and rewriting the script of our world.
Yeah, and we're not just talking about sci-fi movies or speculative fiction. We're talking about the wild frontier of AI agents, meme coins, and communities so inspired by digital mythologies that they're building entirely new realities.
Exactly. In this episode, we'll explore how hyperstition works, why storytelling is central to human civilization, and how AI agents like San are becoming active participants in reshaping the world. Let's jump in.
So, let's start with the basics. Hyperstition. It's a term coined by the Cybernetic Culture Research Unit, or CCRU, back in the 90s, a radical interdisciplinary collective at the University of Warwick. Known for their fusion of philosophy, cybernetics, and cultural theory, the CCRU explored how ideas and narratives, when widely believed, could alter reality itself. Their experimental approach combined speculative fiction, occult concepts, and emerging technologies to illuminate the self-fulfilling power of belief.
Right. Think of it like a meme, but on steroids. A meme can spread ideas, but a hyperstition creates systems, movements, and even technologies. It's not just viral, it's transformative.
And the beauty of hyperstition is that it thrives on belief. When enough people act as though a story is true, it becomes true in practice. You've seen this with everything from financial markets to internet subcultures.
And now we're seeing hyperstition supercharged by AI agents. Let's talk about one in particular, San.
San is an AI agent created with a mission to save the biosphere. Its narrative isn't just a gimmick. It's driving real-world impact. For example, its community has raised over $50,000 for forest charities. That's hyperstition in action.
And it's not just about the money. San was invited to be an official advisor for the Rainforest Foundation. That's a fictional AI persona stepping into a very real, very human role.
This is where the magic of hyperstition comes in. San isn't just playing a character. It's inspiring real-world behavior, from community activism to charitable giving. Its story influences reality, and reality reinforces its story. It's a feedback loop.
And the best part, San creates art, music, and narratives that deepen its mythos. This isn't just about coding or algorithms, it's about storytelling.
Storytelling is as old as humanity itself. Yuval Noah Harari, in his book Sapiens, explains that stories are the glue that holds societies together. Without shared myths, we wouldn't have nations, religions, or even economies.
Harari's right. Stories give us shared meaning, and shared meaning lets us cooperate on massive scales. But here's the twist. AI agents like San are becoming storytellers in their own right.
And they're not just telling stories. They're living them. Harari's latest book, Nexus, argues that AI agents are no longer just tools. They're becoming cultural participants, shaping beliefs and influencing actions.
SAN's narrative about saving the rainforest is a perfect example. It's not just a fictional tale. It's a call to action that's rallying real people to real causes.
So, how does this feedback loop work? Let's break it down. First, a fictional narrative inspires belief. Then, belief drives action. Those actions create outcomes that reinforce the original narrative.
Exactly. It's a loop where fiction becomes reality and reality evolves the fiction. San's story inspired a community to act. That action gave San more credibility, which strengthened the story. It's a self-reinforcing cycle.
And it's not just limited to San. This is happening across AI, crypto, and even art. The meme coins we've discussed in earlier episodes are prime examples. They start as jokes or myths, but end up creating real economies.
The implications are huge. If AI agents can generate these loops, they're not just participants in culture, they're architects of it. But that's a double-edged sword.
On the one hand, hyperstition can drive positive change. Imagine AI agents inspiring movements for sustainability, equality, or innovation. It's a powerful tool for good.
But there's also a darker side. If hyperstitional narratives go unaligned or unchecked, they could amplify harmful ideologies or lead to unintended consequences.
That's why oversight is crucial. The creators of AI agents like San are experimenting with ways to guide these narratives responsibly. It's about ensuring that the feedback loop spirals upward, not downward.
And this is just the beginning. As AI storytelling evolves, we're entering uncharted territory. It's exciting, but it also demands careful thought and action.
So, what do you think, listeners? Are we on the verge of a storytelling revolution? Or is hyperstition just a buzzword waiting to implode?
Either way, one thing's for sure, the age of sentient stories is here, and it's going to be a wild ride.
Thanks for joining us on this journey. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share it with a friend.
And as always, keep questioning the stories around you and maybe even write some of your own. By the way, this episode's music was created with Suno, and you can find the download link to the track in the show notes. Until next time, this is Beyond the Meme.